Hello, citizens of the world. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I welcome you to the topic once again. Before I proceed to the topic, I would like to remind visitors to the site PadminiArhant.com that the site was temporarily unavailable last night due to security maintenance conforming to routine procedure. Please be advised, the site URL is https://PadminiArhant.com to ensure security and efficient functionality of the site. In future, the moments where the site is unavailable during maintenance, the visitors may please check the site www.padminiarhant.wordpress.com and soon to be launched https://triamf.com for updates. Thank you for your patience and interest. Now, to the topic, United States contradictory statements on critical decisions. The U.S. airstrike on Syria's Shayarat Air Base past week resulted in civilian casualties, including children, was reported by White House as President Donald Trump's presidential decree, whereas the president's family claims the recommendation was made by the president's daughter, Ivanka Kushner. President Donald Trump's son's statement, quoting that their father is, I quote, a great thinker, practical, and not impulsive, end quote, is contradictory to Trump Jr. confirmation, where he confirmed that Ivanka Kushner made the proposal for missile attack against Syrian children in the villages suffering fatalities near the airfield. Any great thinker who is practical and not impulsive would have deliberated on such advice, regardless of whether they came from within family or White House circles, prior to submitting to such decisions. Don't you think? Well, I certainly think so. The leadership qualities are reflected in activities and accepting responsibility for any decisions. Human character is defined by honesty and truthfulness that demands courage without leaning on weapons and threats to face reality. The latest UN Security Council resolution on Syria, with few abstinences and veto from Russia, is a positive step in de-escalating tension on this issue. The eagerness to destroy lives and sovereign nations exemplify the urge to accelerate unnecessary conflicts with no respect for life and peaceful resolutions. The display in Afghanistan with GBU-43/B Massive Ordnance Air Blast. MOAB is the acronym, and interestingly, it is known as the mother of all bombs. I'm not sure why parenthood should be dragged into the defense or the military might competition between major nuclear powers in the world right now. Anyways, moving along, it demonstrates United States political system run by jingoists determined to take United States down with provocation in Korean Peninsula, intervention in Syria, and detonating bombs, launching airstrikes and missiles at every opportunity. At the same time, there is no discussion on grave danger posed by allies such as Britain's nuclear testing of Trident in July 2016, where the nuclear missile headed towards the United States across the Atlantic that could have wiped out the East Coast of the United States. Yet this matter was covered up and not considered important to discuss in media and political discourse. On the contrary, the Prime Minister of Britain, Theresa May, was extended royal reception with no mention on this gross negligence potentially evolving into nuclear attack. Imagine if this incident were to emanate from anyone considered or declared an adversary. I think it's beyond comprehension. Now, there is no doubt there are dangerous elements in control of United States' acrimonious foreign policy engaged in preemptive and kamikaze operation with no concern for irreversible consequence. These forces remain the existential threat to humanity and continue to challenge peace and sovereignty of nations worldwide. Those who thought they had the world under their feet went several feet under, is the fact. And there will be no difference in outcome with passage of time. Supremacy prompting egregious position is the legacy. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, Spouse in Divine Mission. Signing off for now. I will be back with more on other issues fairly soon. Until then, I appreciate your attention and interest. Take care. Thank you.